From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Well, Syria's February ceasefire showing signs of fraying. The U.S. and Russia have announced plans to try to reinforce localized ceasefires in the coastal province of Latakia, as well as the Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta. Word of the new agreement comes after 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting between the government and the rebels during the past week in Aleppo. U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members, including a two-star general, for their roles in a deadly airstrike on an Afghan hospital last year that killed 42 people. General Joseph Votel, the head of the U.S. Central Command, says an investigation found the tragedy was a result of an extraordinarily intense situation that included multiple equipment failures.
The investigation concluded that certain personnel failed to comply with the rules of engagement and the law of armed conflict. However, the investigation did not conclude that these failures amounted to a war crime.
The general said the hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders was mistakenly attacked, and that the real target was an insurgent stronghold about 400 meters away. Rescue crews in the Kenyan capital Nairobi are searching for survivors after flooding caused a seven-story residential building to collapse, trapping an unknown number of people inside. A spokeswoman for the Kenya Red Cross said authorities don't know how many people are trapped in the rubble, but added they fear more. The large residential building was located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood in Nairobi called Huruma. Heavy rains caused the flooding and the landslides in many areas of the city. This is VOA News. The future of Africa's elephants and their habitats is the focus of a three-day high-level summit in Kenya. VOA's Joe Craig is attending the summit and has our report.
More than 200 people from the business, diplomatic, conservation, entertainment, philanthropic, and tourism communities attended the first day of Giants Club summit talks near Mount Kenya on Friday. The goal is to find ways to stop the slaughter of Africa's elephants. And perhaps more importantly, for government leaders to flex their political muscle in support of the cause. Kenya's President Kenyatta gave the opening address.
The protection of giants, therefore, requires the combined wisdom of our elders, as well as the hope of our youth.
Kenyatta's attendance at the summit, along with Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni and Gabon President Ali Bongo Ondimba, makes the event the highest level of its kind. Panelists Friday covered issues like the importance of properly training and motivating wildlife rangers, building a strong judiciary, and getting communities on board with conservation efforts. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nanyuki, Kenya.
A former U.S. government employee has pleaded guilty to traveling to China to provide the Chinese government with restricted information about nuclear technology. Federal records show that Qing Yingwei admitted he was paid by the Chinese government for nuclear information while working as manager of the Tennessee Valley Authority, a U.S. government-owned electric utility. Tensions were high as hundreds of protesters clashed with police outside a hotel where U.S. presidential frontrunner from the Republican Party, Donald Trump, spoke to California's Republican establishment. Trump said came to Silicon Valley and its decidedly liberal population on Friday, a day after violence erupted at a campaign rally in conservative Orange County in Southern California. Mr. Trump told those gathered his campaign has made history.
But we have picked up so many votes over the last period of time. And in fact, I was just watching the networks today, and they have a chart that I think it's already happened, but in the history of primaries, Republican primaries, I've gotten the most votes in the history of the Republican Party.
The next primary election is Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic Party primaries in Indiana. Hillary Clinton is the Democratic Party frontrunner and is about 9 points ahead of Trump in the poll should the general election be held today rather than in November. President Obama Friday night says jazz is perhaps the most honest reflection of who we are as a nation because, after all, he says, there has never been a greater improvisation than America itself. Mr. Obama and his wife Michelle hosted the 5th annual International Jazz Day concert at the White House.
That's the latest world news from VOA.